When farmers go to the field this fall to harvest the season soybean crop, they'll likely cuss a little when the beans get tough. There's a disorder, researchers are hesitant to say disease, called greenstem that keeps the soybean plant from dying down. Kurt Hills, a research specialist from the University of Illinois, he and other colleagues have been looking into the problem.
Greenstem is actually not a disease as far as we can tell. We're calling it a disorder right now, mainly because we don't know what causes it. We've been investigating the reasons why we get it for a number of years, and so far we haven't come up with anything substantial yet, so we're going to continue calling it a disorder for now. One thing we do know about it is that different soybean cultivars or different varieties can have different sensitivity to the disorder. Some of them have a high propensity to get the disorder, and some of them don't get it at all.
Those that do get the disorder always get greenstem, and usually at about the same rate. It would be nice if there was a way for farmers to tell which soybean varieties were most susceptible to greenstem. Fortunately, Illinois researchers took advantage of the trial plots the land-grant institution puts out around the state. They started surveying for greenstem in the latest soybean varieties back in 2001.
Yes, we have, as I said, rated all these trials, and we do this annually. And we do put it up as a percentage basis, the percent of plants in a given plot that has green stem. And we put this on the web at the ACES website where we present VIPS information. That stands for Variety Information Program for Soybean.
That's Varietal Information Program for Soybeans. Just search for VIPS, V-I-P-S, and University of Illinois. It is just one of the ways the OVI reaches out with information to farmers. In this case, information that will keep the harvest season, when it rolls around, going just a bit more smoothly.
Green stem is a problem. Not that it reduces yield, because we don't believe that it does, but it aggravates growers. Those green stems remain moist and pliable, and they're more difficult to cut. The knives of the combine just can't get through them as well, and so the growers have to rev up the combines and expend more fuel to get through those areas. What you actually find is many of them will just cut around big patches in their field and just wait till frost kills the plants, and then they go in and cut them.
So researchers at the University of Illinois have already determined that greenstem shows up in some varieties of soybeans more regularly than others. They've even included this information in an online database called VIPS, or the Varietal Information Program for the bean. But they're less sure about what causes greenstem in soybeans. The bean leaf beetle and bean pod mottlevirus start this story just after the soybean emerges from the ground. Now, the bean leaf beetle transfers the virus from one soybean seedling to the next, and most think this infection has a direct relationship with the end-of-the-season greenstem problem. But is that really the case? Probably not, says University of Illinois researcher Kurt Hill.
That's a good question. For a number of years, people had thought that bean pod mottlevirus, which is transmitted by bean leaf beetles, was the cause of greenstem. But in a collaboration with Dr. Houston Hobbs, who's also in the Department of Crop Sciences, we've pretty much eliminated bean pod mottle as a cause of greenstem.
Hill says it is easy to find plenty of greenstem plants that do not have bean pod mottle virus in them. And even if you inoculate plants with the virus and they do show symptoms, they don't necessarily get greenstem. So the bean leaf beetle, bean pod mottle virus, and greenstem are not related issues. On the other hand, Kurt Hill says greenstem seems to be related to some other ailments of the soybean plant, though really they haven't been able to pinpoint what causes the disorder.
Right now we have no answers on that, but we're beginning to think that it might just be a lack of disease, and specifically a lack of fungal disease. At the end of the season, as soybean plants mature, they become more susceptible to certain stem pathogens. These greenstem plants don't have these pathogens. We've been making isolations from greenstem plants and normal plants, and we find a big difference in the fungi, the kinds of fungi we get out of these stems.
That's a very interesting observation, and leads to another question that can only be answered by the farmer at this point. They're under pressure to protect their bean crop from a different fungal disease, Asian soybean rust. And while it has not caused a problem in the U.S., there's been a push to go ahead and use fungicides to fight other foliar diseases, even in the Midwest, where fungicides aren't commonly sprayed. The question is, what represents plant health in the soybean? For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.